This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia has said that its forces are edging closer to capturing a salt mining town in eastern Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
The fall of Soledar would mark an elusive victory for the Kremlin. However, a Russian takeover would come at a steep price, as Ukraine announced over 100 Russian soldiers have died in the past 24 hours trying to overtake the city. Ukraine's deputy defense minister, Hanna Maliar, said in a briefing that the city was littered with bodies of Putin's destroyed troops. One Ukrainian officer near Soledar told the AP that the Russians were sending a first wave of soldiers in to tire out the Ukrainian forces. They would then send in highly trained soldiers once Ukrainian forces were exhausted and suffered casualties. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Palestinian Health Ministry said early Thursday the Israeli military shot and killed a Palestinian man during a raid in the occupied West Bank, the latest bloodshed in months of violence between Israelis and Palestinians. This as people gathered in a refugee camp to mourn the death of a man shot and killed during a pre-dawn Israeli military incursion into the camp on Wednesday, the Palestinian Health Ministry said. Scores of mainland Chinese travelers are rushing to Hong Kong to receive mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, which are not available on the Chinese mainland, as the country grapples with a torrent of infections which have overwhelmed its health system. A private hospital in the special Chinese administrative region of Hong Kong welcomed the first batch of mainland customers on Thursday, just 5 days after China reopened its border for the first time in 3 years. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said Wednesday it's calling on China to provide more information about its surge in COVID-19 cases. The WHO Emergencies Director told reporters the Global Health Agency believes the deaths are underreported from China. This is VOA News. The president's lawyers discovered a small number of documents with classified markings in the garage of U.S. President Joe Biden's house in Wilmington, Delaware, the White House said on Thursday. A single document was found in a room adjacent to the garage, and no documents were found in the Biden's Rehoboth Beach home, White House Special Counsel Richard Sauber said in a statement. The administration is, quote, fully cooperating, end quote, to ensure that the records are handled properly, he said. Consumer prices moderated again last month in the U.S., AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Inflation eased to 6.5% in December compared with 12 months ago. It was the sixth straight year-over-year slowdown. The softer readings add to growing signs that the worst inflation bout in four decades is gradually waning. But the Fed doesn't expect inflation to slow enough to get close to its 2% target until well into 2024. That means the central bank will most likely raise its benchmark rate by at least a quarter point when it meets at the end of the month. I'm Shelley Adler.
South Korea's government has unveiled a plan to compensate victims of Japan's colonial occupation of the Korean Peninsula in the first half of the 20th century. But it's coming under fire from the victims and their families. VOA's Richard Green explains.
At a public hearing in Seoul Thursday, the foreign ministry proposed a plan that would compensate the victims from a foundation funded by South Korean businesses that benefited from a 1965 treaty that normalized relations with Japan. Advocates for the victims said the proposal would relieve Japan of its obligation to make restitution. South Korea's Supreme Court ordered Japanese companies to compensate the victims in a 2018 ruling. Relations between Seoul and Tokyo have turned sour in recent years due to South Korea's lingering bitterness over Japan's brutal occupation of Korea from 1910 to 1945. Scores of Korean women were forced to work in Japanese military-run brothels as so-called comfort women, while thousands of other Koreans were forced to work in Japanese factories. Japan maintains it had settled the issue under the 1965 treaty, which also provided South Korea with $800 million in economic aid and loans. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Police pressed ahead Thursday with a clearance of a condemned village in western Germany where activists are vowing to hold out against its demolition to make way for the expansion of a coal mine. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.